Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of AI search is rewriting the renter journey and what smart operators are doing about it. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He is a multifamily media icon and the chairman of the Multifamily Innovation Council, the fabulous Patrick Antrim, also the founder of and CEO of Nectarflow. Welcome, Patrick.
Oh, thanks for having me. Lovely to be back and just excited about all the things you guys are working on.
Yeah, and it's so great to have you on because you always are working on things within the industry with a lot of different operators around the country. So you have the latest and greatest information on what's going on out there. And yeah, I'm fascinated by the topic that you want to discuss about this new renter journey. Talk a little bit about what you're seeing out there.
Yeah, well, it's a great start. I mean, obviously, multifamily is about, you know, the wealth creation and protecting it. And ultimately, the renter is the customer, right? That's who we're all aiming to make great experiences for. And, you know, I'll step you back. I, you know, just being involved in AI and technology, and you mentioned getting these insights, it comes from spending time with owners and operators around the current problems they want to solve. And everyone's leading for that, you know, improve that renter experience, that renter journey. But I jumped on a plane a few times up into the Bay Area, and I was at a TED AI event up in San Francisco. And I remember sitting in that audience. I mean, you've seen plenty of TED Talks, right? And you're in the room with some pretty bright people. And gentleman walked on stage, and I didn't know who he was. There was a lot of sessions, so I didn't really know who he was until he began speaking. And he opened up with a dialogue about Google, and he started with Google's vision. And it's interesting because Google is sort of his number one competitor. At least that's the way I saw it. And he opened up the talk with Google's vision, which was Google's vision was all the world's information. And if you think about how people go about finding information is, you know, you Google it and you end up on an ILS, you end up on a website link, you get a directory, whatever that may be. And it's about providing information and links to customers so they can, a human can make a decision. And he was taught this, by the way, I'll give you the turning point here on this little story is this was the founder of Perplexity opening this TED AI talk. And his vision was all the world's answers. And you start to think about like, why do we even go and search for something, right? To find that apartment or that new job or that vendor you want to work with. But at the end of the day, everyone's looking for the right answer. So this journey with ChatGPT, Perplexity, Google, AI answers, overviews, all of these things are changing how renters are going about solving for the answers that they want when they're looking at identifying where they want to live. And it's really interesting because over decades, we've been making content to get rankings, right, to get listed, to get found. And now they are searching for answers to the things that they want in different ways. They're not just using keywords. They're using like sentences and voice now. And so it's really interesting to see how this journey plays out. But I mean, you've seen it. Are you using any AI overviews now when you're doing any of the searches you're on, Paul?
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would guess any of the listeners would probably see that they've Googled something. They kind of see that overview, right? So Google was delivering pages and websites to people. So that's going to impact the renter journey. If AI and Google and ChatGPT and Perplexity, and by the way, these guys are building they're disrupting Google Chrome. So they're building new browsers that are AI answer driven. And so we may not even be using Google Chrome. We may be using Perplexity's new browser or ChatGPT's new browser. So if those systems, I look at these as like systems like the App Store back in the day when iPhone and all that movement. Mm-hmm. How often do we use apps, right? It's almost like an operating system. And I'm watching these things play out right now with these browsers now, AI browsers, that are going to need to deliver correct answers to those going to them for questions or problems to be solved. And so what happens here is, as an owner and operator of a multifamily building, you may be thinking, well, these things are called generative. They generate new information. So if they're generating answers, we need to be part of that answer, right? And so we have to rethink that renter journey.
You know, when you're talking about, there's a shift that you're seeing right now, and everybody, as you mentioned, has always tried to maximize their SEO opportunities or search engine optimization opportunities by putting keywords and phrases and things within their website. What's that shift going to?
Yeah, it's really compelling. So, and by the way, it's all unfolding right in front of our eyes, right? Like, the Google has announced something called SGE, which is, think of it like search generative experience, right? And so all of these browsers and even search engines like Google, I would never underestimate Google amount of data they have. I mean, they have maps, Google business profiles. They are not to be underestimated. So SEO, I don't believe is dead. You know, I think it's still there. I think we're just evolving into something that lives on top of it or through it, which is AEO, answer engine optimization. Now, and there's many other things that, well, people are landing on. They're landing on like large language model optimization and, you know, all kinds of different marketers. We love to name things, right?
Yeah.
And so, but what's happening is search is changing. And so most of the things in SEO makes the assumption that a human is looking at a page, looking at a keyboard, typing the information, right? And then getting an answer. And so with voice search, and even in some capacities early on, AI agents doing the search on behalf of renters, we're talking about now, I want your listeners to think about, what is the AI experience? You're providing the technology to answer the questions behind the human path, this AI experience behind the human path. And so we think about customer experience, we think about renter journey, but what about your AI experience, right? And to provide an AI experience, you have to structure the content in a certain way, right? You have to have shorter answers, concise answers. You want to lead with a question, right? FAQs, answer questions users are asking. Mm-hmm. And so when we think about blogging or things that are happening in social media, that's how we're able to be the answer when these engines start delivering answers to users. But that's unfolding, and it's a moving target right now, but that's where I believe the real opportunity is.
We've got about a minute and a half left in this segment. Tell me why, from what you're seeing now, that visibility is no longer about just being listed.
Well, the way I like to look at this is like apartment development. That's a good frame, right? We know, we've seen development. We build buildings. In these buildings, lumber exists in your competition. So it's really not that special how you construct it. What's special is what you do with outside of that drywall, the design, the experience, how you make people feel. Because what is a company? And even what is a property? What's different about your property than the one next door? And I think everyone's racing to use like things that other people use, and it's like looking the same. I believe AI and technology, all these things are going to be almost like commodity. Like everyone's going to have it. Wherever someone's listening to this, there's probably indoors, either in a vehicle or they're in a building. and there's electricity in there. And it's just not that special anymore because everyone's got it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really where the people part of this comes into play, where if you can be that leader that really understands your brand, really understands your customer, you can create content that delivers the answer in all of these different places around social and answer engines that differentiate and builds trust at scale versus just talking and sounding like everyone else using the same AI.
All right, we are going to break it here. We are going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Still using the Public Housing Authority's utility allowance? Plumbers, Water, and Energy Efficiency Team can develop a custom allowance model to boost your bottom line and help pay for upgrades. Plumber partners with affordable housing providers across the country. With over 1,000 successful custom utility allowance models, they know how to make the business case for efficiency. They can also help you with green building certifications, upgrades, and more. Learn about their no-risk guarantee and how they can help you at plumber.com. That's P-L-U-M-M-E-R.com.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co, Zentra.co, Zintra.co, or contact your Allegion representative.
We're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of AI search is rewriting the renter journey and what smart operators are doing about it. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He's a multifamily media icon and the chairman of the Multifamily Innovation Council, the amazing Patrick Antrim, also the founder and CEO of Nectarflow. So, Patrick, I wanted to ask you, we talked in the first segment that we just kind of ended the first segment talking about why visibility is no longer just about being listed like people have done for years and years. Talk about why most apartment marketing looks the same now and how we can change that.
Yes, it's a very important question because when you think about this, I want everybody to just kind of pause and think backwards in time for a little bit. So many of your listeners have listened or observed the transition from pre-internet days to now internet and social, and here we are, right? And during those times, we had listings in magazines and print in order to find renters. And then essentially internet comes and we just take print and we move it online. There's nothing exponential about that, just like listings They used to be in print, now in a directory online. And that move was critical in how we sort of didn't take ownership over the customer experience. Like, in other words, properties were not building their own websites first. They were relying on internet listing sites to have a web presence. And so that was essentially an over-reliance on other tools and technologies to manage the customer experience, right? Or the even the renter journey. And looking at the hotel industry, similar things happened in the hotel industry. So smart people, some of the biggest players in hotel and hospitality, when 9/11 hit, there was an issue around demand coming to an immediate stop, right? Nobody expected that. And then didn't plan for any kind of online presence. And so that's when like a Expedia and a Priceline and these kinds of companies swoop in and essentially own the customer relationship now. And while that was great in the short term, long term, I mean, the hotel industry has been fighting decades to try and get the relationship with the customer back. And I've seen that obviously with our the way that we capture leads and generate, you know, marketing on the inbound. But people are using things that other people use, like the same CRMs, the same websites, the same templates, the same messaging sometimes. And I think we've gotten lazy on really understanding strategic marketing and relying on other things to do the work for us, right? So marketing and branding and just leading is about what's different, what's unique. So it doesn't feel like everybody's using the same stuff. But I think that's really where it comes down to and where people can get involved here and make a difference between every communication. But I think that's the issue where things starting to look the same is you can't tell if you're on a different site or a different brand site. It's just starting to rely on off-the-shelf systems that perhaps are serving competitor products as well.
You know, I'm under the impression that part of this AI journey, renter's journey, is going to be where a renter would go and look at different websites or different apartment properties, and basically they would have the open tabs on their computer of each one of the places that they're interested in, and then they would have the AI analyze it all and find the best fit for them. If that's the case, if that's going to be done, then isn't it crucial that the operators have their websites again optimized for what that ChatGPT is going to look for to be able to make those comparisons so that their website or that their property comes out on top in that search?
Yeah, and it goes back to what we talked about in the renter journey, really, right? Like you just laid it out perfectly. Is, you know, the data is going to come from many different sources, but these technologies are getting access to this data, you know, more efficiently. There's MCP servers where it can make tool calls and function calls to seek other databases and report back that information in those streams, right? But again, like the way that the websites are designed, especially if it's on third-party sites, they may not have full control of that data and the real-time updating of that data. But what we do know is we have our own websites and our own ability to control the content on those pages. And I think that's where you can do the differentiation, because if it's only looking at structured data on like an ILS or a directory site, then there's limited things about what's presented on those platforms, right? So sometimes I'll give you an example. Let's say you're in Arizona, Scottsdale, or even all of Arizona, they have certain things that are unique from technology, or let's say you're a filmmaker and in Arizona, they're trying to attract grants to make movies filmed and produced here, right? So you may be in New York City and a producer working on a 9-month film because there is a project you're working on, and your search experience is going to, before you need to know what the 2-bed and 1-bath is priced at and what the amenities are, you're going to be doing other search things, right? And you're going to be asking, like, what's it like relocating? What schools should we be in? Like, what are the performing arts that are going on? Are there sporting events? Like, there may be other lifestyle questions that ideal renter is asking that AI will answer. And those answers are not now listed even on property websites or even ILSs, right? And so that's the opportunity for like a website owner of a property is to answer those questions about those that are thinking about renting before they're even thinking about renting, right? And then they discover, oh, amenities and sort of buying type of questions like square footage and pricing and all that stuff that looks the same as everyone else. But I think that's where the opportunity lies, right? Is in the differentiation, providing and creating those answers to those types of questions that somebody may be thinking about before they even get on an ILS or anything like that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, with all the technology that's out there, I'm sure there's some things that never change when someone's looking at leasing or on that renter's journey. What would some of those things be, do you think?
You know, that comes from the Jeff Bezos question, right? Which is, I mean, looking back at Amazon, the story is compelling, but there was times when it was that people thought he was delusional, like moving away from books, right? But now we can kind of see how having that courage playing, having that bigger picture. And so he's often asked the question, like, how do you innovate over the next 10 years? Like, what do you think about? And he pulls it back to like, well, it's not that. It should be us. Like, well, what's not going to change over the next 2 years? What's going to be constant? And his answer is like, I know people will want low cost of things. They'll want to have plenty of choice. They want to have like a frictionless way to get it. So that's how he's shaping the decisions he's making, let's say, right? So from a renting standpoint, you got to be thinking the same thing. You know, are they going to be using Google Chrome or a browser or an ILS or your own website? Like all that. Just be with that and be open and try and pivot and explore and test. But what won't change is customers, renters are going to want to probably have a clarity around who they trust. You know, like if I move in here, are they going to fix the things when I need it? Or are my neighbors going to be, you know, friendly and all that kind of stuff? But they're going to want to get things quickly, probably fast. You know, they want to probably feel good about their choice. Right. And they probably want to pay a fair price for it. Right. And so there's things that you can look at, and the answer to that question really is unique to every property. And that's where, again, this differentiation of people come in, like look at their residence you already have. What do they love about it? Right. What are they willing to tell friends about it? And then optimize for that not changing in the future. Like give more of that what works. And let this other stuff just kind of be with it as it evolves.
We've got about a minute and a half left in this segment. You had mentioned that, you know, sometimes people's websites are using the same templates and so forth. I'm just curious, when I go to look at a company's website, an operator's website, and then I click on their portfolio and look at the different properties, there, even though some properties may be located in different markets, even ones that in the same market, they're using the same template within their, I'm sure it's a cost-effective way of creating websites. Do you think that that's something that needs to be looked at, or do you think it's okay for an operator to use the same template for all their properties in their portfolio?
Yeah, no, well, number one, my answer to this is probably subjective, but the reality is, I mean, I think efficiency and scale and sort of templatized web experiences like that makes a lot of sense financially. Of course, you don't want to be building custom code and that code changing and a new update here. And so that makes a lot of sense to me, right? Just as a business leader. But what I think happens on those pages is not just relying on what is like pre-installed or the template or just like the easiest cookie cutter approach to that. But here's what I would get your listeners to think about is we think that web domain is the website. But what we want to do is we want to take that messaging and that brand and all that experience of how we want people to feel across the web. And what I mean by across the web is like an answer in an AI driven overview. Or a ChatGPT stream answering a question, right? And you have the content to answer it. Or it's now with social media, because I'm not sure if your listeners know, but now Instagram, TikTok, YouTube and YouTube Shorts, all these video components are allowing that content to now be publicly visible in the streams of where people are searching. So what that means is your website is now like everywhere, not just on your domain. To your point, I would highly recommend doing a templated website, especially if you had a property at scale. I mean, you don't want to fuss with designers and programmers, and then they leave and you don't know where the code is and log it. Like, absolutely, scale and templates and that kind of stuff works, but don't stop there. Think about it. Like, where is it on LinkedIn? Where is it on Instagram? Where is it on Facebook? Reels, stories, TikTok, YouTube shorts. It has to travel. That's my point there.
Okay. All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Welcome to the future of property management with Two Dots, the revolutionary platform that transforms how you verify income and identity while stopping fraud in its tracks. Manual reviews are slow, error-prone, and risky. Two Dots automates verification with advanced AI that instantly detects fake documents, and our team handles the follow-ups so your leasing agents don't have to. Save 1.5 hours per applicant, minimize legal risk, and unlock up to $300 in additional NOI per unit annually. But don't take our word for it. We'll test all of your previous applications for fraud free in just 15 minutes to show you what you missed. Say goodbye to bad debt and hello to smarter, faster leasing with Two Dots. Visit us at twodots.net. That's twodots.net, and see for yourself today.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation: mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Smart is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of AI search is rewriting the renter journey and what smart operators are doing about it. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He is a multifamily media icon and the chairman of the Multifamily Innovation Council, the fantastic Patrick Antrim, also is the founder of and CEO of Nectarflow. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Plumber, boost your bottom line with custom utility allowance models. Zentra, a seamless security solution designed to solve the everyday problems of shared property access. Zentra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. And Two Dots, the only true all-in-one fraud prevention underwriting solution for multifamily, trusted by six of the NMHC top 10. So, Patrick, we kind of ended the last segment. We were talking about scaling up when it comes to websites. Let's talk about scaling authenticity with AI. What do you say about that with this topic?
Yes. You know, I often think about what, you know, we talked earlier about how everything will eventually start looking the same because people are using a lot of AI to write copy and all those things. So, we, between our conversation, we've been talking a lot about how to differentiate, how to stand out, be the signal of that noise. And one of the things that I know that we optimize for at Nectarflow is we're looking at voice a lot and using voice in a lot of different applications, but I'll key into one here, which is our marketing piece here, right? So what large language models, and what I mean by that is ChatGPT is just an interface to talk to a large language model. That's where it's referencing its information. It has data that has been scraped. And if you're using or indexed through its learning, training data, and then if you're using like a Perplexity, it's using more real-time searches like crawling and browsing. But you're getting information that has been published already. And what I love about how we're using voice AI at Nectarflow is we're looking at this as like, how do we unlock human potential through getting data that the large language models don't have? And what that is your employees live, work, experience the properties on site. So they have information and insights, and their brain is data, right? And it's not in the training data that everyone else is writing from. So if we can use voice AI to extract that information, those insights, then we can apply those to real business use cases that can be scaled from training to marketing consulting, right? To writing better copy for these things that we want to do for renter experiences and things like that. And so we're using voice AI conversations to interview and extract from leasing agents, maintenance technicians, managers. You could even do it for residents. What the nuances are about what's compelling about living there. What do people lean into, or what does a typical day look like for a renter? Right. And when we know the answers to that, then we can use AI agents to structure those answers and pull those voice conversations and nuances out and create like marketing personas or customer personas or messages that draw in more of what we want in our businesses. And that's where now when you're writing with AI, you're writing with AI that no one else has data on. And again, that's differentiation, right? So I think that right there is, and there's many, we're using this for recruiting and some other aspects of the business too, to get to really the nuances of things. But I think that's what's interesting to me, because we can scale that. Now, why you might be, and Paul, I'm going to ask you the follow-up question here, would be like, well, why do we want to do that? Well, the reason we'd want to do that is because we promote people fast, because we buy more buildings or turnover, or someone just going to a new position. So now what happens is you can't replicate training people on all those great nuances of the asset. It drifts from development. You know, at some point, someone's looking at their building and you would know that there was a developer at some time that had dirt lot, and they had a vision for who wanted to live there, who they wanted to have lived there, what market they were serving, what the employers were like, all of the whole vision of that community. But over time, that gets lost in translation because it's hard to retrain people on this stuff all the time. So imagine you're able to extract that with voice AI agents to get that in beta that then can be played out in anything else that you generate in terms of copy or messages around marketing.
Can you walk our audience through the process of what it takes to do that? We've got about 5 minutes left in this segment.
Well, simply put, we developed this out of developing another product through at the Multifamily Innovation Council. We launched a beta program around attitudes and insights around AI, like who wanted, and we had a lot of respondents, more than we thought. And then we had 87 that said, I want to participate in this program. So we had to group them because we couldn't do it all at once. And in our first group, we looked at the common themes that were sort of hair on fire problems. And that was hiring and selecting the right people, fixing a turnover problem, right? It's costing companies 3 to 4 times hiring the wrong person. The other one was demand generation and having independence over the message of the relationship with the customer and marketing. Lower advertising costs, get seen more organically. But what we did with the hiring product, we then applied to, well, wait a minute, how can we use this voice AI agent to interview the on-site team to then extract all this data that would then end up in great writing on Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, website, blogs, articles, newsletters, all that stuff. And how do we do it at scale? So what happens is, and we call this one Contivo, right? Mm-hmm. Contivo.ai. And what we're doing here is we're saying people use tools like to promote and distribute social media, but they don't solve for what do you think about, like, what do you write about? And how do you write about that consistently? Because these social media networks recognize and reward consistency. But if we're starting and stopping, we're leaving money behind. So what would happen is instead of, you know, the leasing agent or the managers on site could call in the Contivo app, they're calling a phone number, authenticating, and they're being interviewed. And that AI agent consultant has been trained on what it means to be an emotional buyer, a logical buyer. You can upload personas and documents. It also creates all those things, right? So it is like having an AI marketing consultant to work with you, but to know how to do the follow-on questions. So everything is unique to what you said in the interview. So it's following you with where you go with the conversation. Well, tell me more about that. What was that like? What was difficult about that? And so you end up with this unique data set that only can be created from that experience. It's not off the shelf, like every other software being sold. Buy this, everyone else is going to use it too. This is unique. And so in this case, we're using the phone, which we know every maintenance technician has. We know everyone has access to make a phone call. And so we put the agent on the phone. And then the outcome is like you hired a marketing agency. Imagine that at every property.
That's amazing.
And the outcome, you know, lower advertising costs, more independence, accelerated lease up, all the things we all want.
So basically, it sounds like the AI tool is doing a lot of the hard parts.
Yeah, but the magic comes from the answers that the team, so this is where it's unlocking value that the team, CEOs of real estate companies underestimate the value of what everybody thinks in the organization. But this AI agent is very trained on, you know, empathy, knows how to manage and relate and connect. And it can be interrupted. It can be paused. You can say, oh, I need more time. So it's non-intimidating. And so you end up with information you otherwise wouldn't have. And then it organizes that information for you, right? In ways that it then can write better. So, and you can do it at scale with every employee. Whereas that's just hard to do. People just don't have the time.
Yeah, it sounds to me like by doing it that way, every property is unique with its unique nuances, and you're going to the experts on the property, whether it's the manager, the leasing agent, or the maintenance person, getting their input, it would seem valuable and be able to take those nuances about specifically about that property and build it into that marketing program. Is that what it achieves?
That is exactly it. And that is, and you know, nothing's autonomous. It's all created for you. So it's just like without hiring a marketing agency, having a researcher, having an AI agent consultant that knows how to create personas and things like that, and then moving it into language that would draw in more of the type of renters you want, right? And maybe even repel the renters, you know, that aren't necessarily aligned with the vision of the asset. And so I think going back to our point that's been the theme here is it gets you to a position to where if you're using AI in marketing, it can be done in a way that it's used without data that other people have, right? Because it sits in the conversation that your employee has with the AI agent. There's no PMS in the world that can do that, right? Like they're not having those things. there's AI that summarizes information and draws on large language models, but we're making every human a narrow language model that we can structure.
That's amazing. I'll tell you what. Oh, it's very interesting. We're going to be right back with our final segment of this episode right after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Managing multifamily assets shouldn't mean juggling platforms and drowning in emails. Meet DeskFirst.com, your all-in-one solution. Showcase available units with stunning virtual desktops, complete with virtual tours and floor plans. Empower your teams with real-time collaborative workspaces. Keep investors engaged with sleek, custom-branded portals and onboard residents faster with intuitive, personalized portals for everything from lease access service to service requests. Affordable, easy to use, built for multifamily. Go to DeskFirst.com to close deals faster, engage others better, and manage your assets smarter.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of AI search is rewriting the renter journey and what smart operators are doing about it. I'm Paul Marks. Joining by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He's a multifamily media icon and the chairman of the Multifamily Innovation Council, the awesome Patrick Antrim, also the founder and CEO of Nectarflow. Again, I'd want to thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Patrick, kind of wrapping up this episode, we're talking about some of the timeless marketing truths in a changing world. How does that apply to multifamily?
Well, I think it applies to really every business, specifically multifamily as well. But, you know, there's a lot of information coming at us about some solutions that are being created and opportunities are ahead, and that's exciting. And you should try those things and meet with anybody you can to tackle the things that you want to solve in your business. But at the end of the day, it is a business, right? And businesses are nothing more than a collection of people. And some of these businesses are built for people, like for residential, you know, vendor businesses, all these different things. They're serving a relationship with the customer. And I think we need to just understand that we need to clearly just keep in tune to how people operate. What holds them back? What are their dreams? What do they aspire to do? What are the problems they want to solve? You know, what are the past pain points that they've been through that they're not telling you about, right? By the time they enter your apartment building. And so when we can enter the conversation that a prospective renter is already having and deal with those things, we can move them through a process productively. And that's our marketing should engage them at all those steps. You know, some people need logical information to support an emotional decision. Some people are like, they're going to rent the same day. They're just excited. They love the smell of the place. They saw, you know, the right experience in the amenity area, and they just are moved to act. And I think it just keeps it comes back to really understanding copywriting, understanding psychology of how people make decisions when they buy things they don't need, right? How they prioritize decisions, all those things. But when we understand that emotions are priorities, then we'll know how to move lease ups to new levels, right? And when it comes to introducing products and services or even new buildings, it's like a new renter, I think it's, where was I reading this? It's 85% of the buyers are doing their own research until they're ready to buy. Like they don't want to talk to a salesperson until they're ready to buy. So when we think about marketing, we think about our websites and how we're seen across the web and across social, TikTok, all these things. We need to be telling those stories, entering those conversations, dealing with the objections up front. I know you've applied for apartments. I'll give you an example. I know you've applied for apartments before. I know that may have seemed frustrating. Maybe leasing agents didn't call you back. You know, maybe you didn't know if you're even approved. But here, you're basically addressing a past pain point, a frustration. Mm-hmm. And they're going, wow, this is for me. So these types of things won't change, right? Storytelling, I don't think, changes. And we love movies. We love music. Music, you know, sometimes there's stories in these songs and they connect to an emotion or an experience. And I don't know about you, but after I protect some of my favorite songs, I won't listen to them as much as I want to because I want to keep loving it, right? Mm-hmm. So people sometimes like change. They like variety. Like we just need to understand people better. But I think that's really where it happens. You know, and in terms of our ability and opportunity right there, as I mentioned with like the Contigo thing, I mean, if you have access to TikTok, Instagram Reels, Snapchat, YouTube Shorts, you have tools that have the ability to use video to share and bring people into these apartment communities, visually differentiate yourself amongst all other marketing, and just win right here. That's what's interesting to me. Now, with Contigo and all that stuff, the reason why we talk about a lot of people just jump to the action is first, get clear about who you want to spend time with, extract that knowledge, and that's what that voice agent does, is it gets clear because when you go to take action across all those platforms, you're doing it in a way that's really drawing in and compelling the right people, not convincing them, but compelling them. And that's where I think trust and credibility is built, right? And then that scales, like that can grow. We can amplify that. We can run ads against that stuff.
Yeah, and trust isn't something that's just given to you. You got to earn that over time.
You do. I mean, you know that. I mean, you can't rush a process. I think apartment owners and developers know, like, the construction process. They respect it. They know that, you know, concrete has to settle and, you know, these things happen. We need to look at that. We need to look at development of brand the same way we develop buildings. Bring a lot of disciplines together. Know that it's not going to be perfect. I mean, go on a construction site. It's like every time I get nails in the tires. You know what I mean? Like you just mm-hmm. plan for that. Right.
Exactly.
But that's, you have to have that vision. Like it's going to be beautiful once we get through this mess.
Right.
But love exactly. the mess. Love the mess. That's where the magic is.
Well, I'll tell you what, I want to transition us out of the topic. We've got about 3.5 minutes left in the segment, and I wanted to talk a little bit to our listeners about two things. One is the Multifamily Innovation Council, which I think is a tremendous organization that you've been doing for a great number of years. A lot of great things have come out of that from people I know that are members of it, as well as talk a little bit about what's going on with Nectar Flow. And then also, if someone wants to reach out to you, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, ultimately, the Multifamily Innovation Council, I just get an opportunity to spend time with those leaders that are looking forward to building healthy organizations. So they're the transformers themselves. They aspire for more. They're saying yes. And they're understanding that change management and movement productively through breaking status quo, being identified as a leader that can walk into an organization, make an impact. We're collecting those leaders to try and, you know, impact the industry, right? And that gives us a lot of perspective of what to prioritize at our conferences and summits and even in podcast episodes and things like that. And now with Nectar Flow, that's what we're building, AI solutions that solve real business problems. And we're bringing those as ready-to-go solutions. So that's Nectarflow. And anybody wanted to reach out for the events and the platform and, you know, the membership to Multifamily Innovation Council would be multifamilyinnovation.com for that. You can see all of our events and all the things that we're working on. I think we're in the 11th year of making a really good impact there. And then for any kind of the AI solutions that we've talked about even today, nectarflow.com is a good place to start. But we have some ready-to-go solutions that we're focusing on that, you know, I think makes the business better.
We got about a minute left. You mentioned the events. You got a few events coming up at the time we're recording this. Talk a little bit about what those annual events are you have and who's the perfect fit for those events.
Yeah, absolutely. So leaders that are looking to make an impact. I mean, we have our Multifamily Women's Summit that comes up in September each year. That's approaching very quickly. We have our annual Multifamily Innovation Summit. And then now we're bringing back our Investment Summit, which is mostly about bringing technology into looking at not just debt as leverage, but tech and innovation as leverage to get yields. And then, you know, throughout the year, we're running exclusive industry expert events that are more narrow around marketing and, you know, hiring and solving for more narrow problems. And we're doing those virtually from our innovation lab in Scottsdale, Arizona. And then more frequently, members of the council meet every Friday. And we provide them, you know, recording access to those that don't attend every meeting. But that gives us the ability to roadmap end-to-end everything that works on the business. So most of the events in the industry where we set ourselves apart is we are not, so most of them are property level decisions. Ours are mostly about the business that oversees property. I think that's really where the end-to-end relationship from CFO to leasing agent to maintenance to operations, marketing, tech, and AI, we're covering it all. And it, you just can't do that in one conference. So that's the purpose of the council.
That's perfect. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we got to end it here, but Patrick, I'd love to have you back again. As you know, anytime you want to come on, just let me know. But it was great having you on again.
I enjoyed the conversation. Appreciate you, Paul.
All right. We will be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.